Lincoln wanted to deport all black people. That wasn't something that he said and two or three of his friends in the back room. He proposed and asked for the deportation of black Americans in the State of the Union message in December of 1862. And he wanted to create a white state here. Now, if Abraham Lincoln had had his way, there'd be no Obama in the United States. There'd be no Oprah Winfrey. There'd be no Tiger Woods. If he had had his way, there'd be no black people here at all.
The possibility of abolition, and along with it, the prospect of colonizing the freed slaves, was forced onto the agenda in 1862 by the actions of the slaves themselves. As the war had spread through the South, they had begun to escape the fields and plantations, changing both the course and the meaning of the conflict.
The war, of course, begins as a white man's war. It's a war to defend the Union. Lincoln states it so. Slaves simply don't believe that to be true. They see the enemy of their enemy entering the South, and they believe the enemy of their enemy must be their friend. They run away to Union encampments. They offer their service. They offer information. They offer to do the dirty work of war.